Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
8:16 now on this rainy Tuesday morning, although the rain should disappear in about an hour, they're saying, and then highs of 54 today, 52 tomorrow, 56 and cloudy on Thursday. Friday, another front comes through, reinforces the cold weather, if you will, windy too, so it's going to feel a lot colder than the high of 49. Saturday, sunny and chilly, highs of 48. Then, I guess I should say before that, a hard freeze Friday night, Saturday morning on the North Shore, as there will be Saturday night, Sunday morning, sunny and chilly with highs of 58 on Sunday. Right now, 50 degrees in Belchase, 48 degrees in Mandeville, and 49 degrees in Metairie, where I'm guessing we find Jefferson Parish President Cynthia Lee Shang. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning,
where
Tommy.
Where you at?
I am in Metairie. I am in Metairie.
Yeah. Just on a lighter note, the cold weather, you like it or you hate it?
You know, I like it. I like it in the morning. I feel like, you know, when you're kind of sleepy in the morning and you just open the door, it kind of wakes you up. Yeah. But mm-hmm. October is my favorite month of the year in our area. I don't really like it this cold, and I certainly don't like it, you know, rainy. But, yeah.
Let's talk about COVID and giveaways and masks and testing, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, actually today, many of our state representatives were given an allotment of the free rapid test. So Councilwoman Van Vranken, myself, are going to work with Polly Thomas, Stephanie Hilberty, Debbie Villio, and Lori Schlegel doing a rapid test giveaway at the bottom of the boat launch. So that starts today at 2 p.m. Because, you know, there has been a shortage of those tests. So if you're interested in having one, I always like keeping some at home, you know, when the symptoms come up, and if you got to be out, it's good to know. So, you know, since they kind of came out, I've always kept some at home. So I know there's been a shortage. So anybody interested in that can get in line today near the Bonneville Boat Launch. I'm sure it'll line up down Bonneville Boulevard.
Are y'all?
Yeah, and so then. Uh-huh.
I got nothing. I'm listening to you. They listen to me every day. I want to hear from you.
So, and then testing is going to just be at Ilario Center today. I think I was just told Oshner, we were doing the testing. You know, when the surge came about, we opened some new testing sites. We're very fortunate to partner with Oshner. We were able to open the Shrine on Airline. I think they're closing the next 2 days because of the weather event. But, you know, obviously, Ilario has been our go-to place to get testing and vaccines for free in the community since this started and since vaccines were available. So the Ilario Center will continue to be open for free testing. And that's just been so important throughout this whole thing that we have been able to maintain a free testing site in our community. I just think that was very critical. We really try never to close it, only in emergencies or only for bad weather events. But so, you know, that's always the go-to spot for us in Jefferson Parish. The Ilario Center.
Are there still stand-up is that still a location for vaccinations or not? If you could refresh my
Absolutely.
Memory.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yes. So Ilario Center, you can get vaccines as well as testing. Yes. And, you know, with the vaccines, it got confusing because, you know, Pfizer was open to, you know, 5 to 11, 12 to 15, the 16 to 17-year-olds, but you really got to check. Everything was kind of standard at the beginning, and now different vaccines are approved for different things, but generally Pfizer's approved for, you know, more of them. I think they are recommending Pfizer and Moderna now vaccines over the J&J.
Quick break. We'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Cynthia Lee Shang, our friend, president of Jefferson Parish. Any questions, comments, text them in to 504-260-1870, and I'll pass them along. It is 820 time for traffic on WWL. 824, 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, on this Tuesday morning. Rain's going to linger for about an hour, then it's just going to be cold and cloudy, highs of 54. We're talking to Cynthia Lee Shang, president of Jefferson Parish, getting an update on Jefferson Parish about the testing and the COVID and the shots, etc. And somebody texted in and wanted to know about booster shots. You can get those as well at the Ilario Center?
Absolutely. You can get the booster shots at the Ilario Center. Yes.
And mm-hmm. The hours for that are?
The hours for the Ilario Center are 8 to 4, Monday through Saturday.
Are you sensing, in terms of Mardi Gras coming up and so forth, and I heard Dr. Fauci say something about mid-February, this should be, for the most part, over with in terms of the Omicron variant and so forth. Are you getting the feeling that all of this is, we're approaching the end of the story with Omicron?
Well, we're approaching, I certainly hope so, Tommy. You know, after we got through Delta, we were kind of had the mindset we just missed it with the vaccines, and then Delta came, we didn't get the vaccines out fast enough, and then here was Omicron. So who knows? I certainly hope that this certainly surge was different. I got touched by this surge. A lot of people were touched by this surge with a much milder case, most for the most part. So we were always hoping we would be off this surge. You never want to go into a big event like, you know, Thanksgiving or Christmas, New Year's, you know, where there's going to be a lot of activity, a lot of going on. You never want to go into that on top of a surge when you have a high transmission rate. So yeah, we're absolutely coming down off this, this time. Our COVID numbers at the highest point in Delta, we were about 600 cases. We came up to nearly, you know, about almost 1,800 a day. So this surge was much 2.5 times higher than Delta was. But if you look at where we were 2 weeks ago, we're really about half that point. I mean, we've dropped, you know, significantly. So we're definitely coming off of this thing. And the good thing is, you know, Mardi Gras is outside. The parades are outside. I know there's other parties and people jamming in cars together, but I think we just have to be mindful. There is a way to do this. There is a way to resume life, but still be safe and just not, you know, forget about it. We can't forget about COVID, but there's certainly a way that we can do it in a smart way. And because, you know, all the parades are outside, I think that works in our favor. So we're looking forward to it. We all need it. I think we're all struggling. It's been a really long time, coming on 2 years. I think personally, everybody struggles with it because you need that human connection. You need to gather with friends and family. That's part of living. That's part of what helps you get through the harder times in life, and there's just been a shortage of that in the past 2 years. So I think we really need this time, and just hopefully we can get through with as little transmission as possible. But the numbers coming down for us right now are a very good sign.
And it's March 4th, so it's a little bit later, March 1st, I think, which is good. It's not early in the season, so that's even more time. Let me ask you this. I know as a leader, you're not thinking about what's happening tomorrow or the day after. You're thinking about what's happening a year from now, 2 years from now, 6 months from now. What is it, as you lay your head on that pillow at night, as it relates to Jefferson Parish, that is running through your mind?
Well, I think a lot of us are frustrated. You know, we were a new council coming in, and it has been 2 years where we were having to just put out fires, and certainly we accomplished a lot. But, you know, I think we start this year, I'm going over that with my team and meeting with our directors, like what's on the plate for 2022? How are you moving your department forward? I'm a big advocate for, especially in government, because we can have a bad reputation. If you are not improving it, if you are not changing it for the better, if you're just kind of status quo, then you're really falling behind. So with 43 departments, that's really where I'm spending my time now, is meeting with all of our directors, going over where process improvements, more creative ways of doing things really come into play. Government can really easily get stale. We don't have competition right over our shoulder. People don't like to take risks. People don't like to take chances. That's sort of human nature, in your job in government. So I challenge that all the time, and that's our time. But, you know, I just want to do what everybody wants to do who gets in public office, is leave it better than you found it. And the person after me is going to do the same thing, and that's how government stays current with the needs of the constituents as we move forward. So
You feel that way because you're a leader. I don't think everybody in government feels that way, that they want to leave it better than they found it, but thank God you do. Thank you so much. I appreciate your work and your time, and I hope you have a great Mardi Gras if we don't talk to you.
Yes, thank you, Tommy. Thank you.
You bet. Cynthia Lee Sheng, President of Jefferson Parish. When we come back, we could talk to Garrett Graves. Nutria are literally eating up the state and causing the wetlands to wash away, and Jerry Adler, he from the Michigan area, has proposed a law that would outlaw the way some nutria are trapped.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.